Yo, me can't understand certain people, you know.
Oh, what I'm telling you now, Dwayne?
Look upon that youth, they were just step out on the road from behind the bus. Suppose my vehicle did not come. Not dead, him would have dead.
But the driver them for look out for people like him on the road still, you know.
Yeah, but you have to take charge of your own safety. You can't just walk out on the road, sir.
Dwayne is right. Each of us should take the necessary steps to ensure our safety on the roads. The Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is seeking to get more motorists and other road users to observe proper road usage. Pedestrians are considered among the most vulnerable in the traffic environment due to their inability to withstand any form of pressure from a motor vehicle in the event of a traffic crash. This is why it's imperative that pedestrians be extra careful on the road.
The bones of our bodies are not made at all to withstand a collision above 30 kilometers per hour. Mm. Once the speed of the vehicle goes above 30 kilometers, the probability of the pedestrian being killed starts to increase at 50 kilometers per hour.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenneth Hare. What can you do to protect yourself on the road?
So what we should be doing, it's critical. We must look right first. Left, right again. Before we attempt to cross any road, we should ensure the vehicle stop. This bolting across the road, it has caused the deaths of 70-odd% of the pedestrians who have been killed.
Deputy Superintendent of Police in charge of the Traffic and Highway Division, Gary McKenzie, shares some other safety measures that all pedestrians must observe.
If you have pedestrian crossings, you must use them. If there are sidewalks, you must use them. It is not safe to be walking on the road utilizing your cell phones. It distracts you. Do not cross the roadways at corners. Do not cross the roadways behind, and that is immediately behind or in front of vehicles. That is a dangerous thing.
If you have to use your cell phone while in the traffic environment, stop at a secure location, make the call or send the text message, then continue walking.
Don't walk, because what will happen, you'll find yourself drift off into the road and you don't know when you're reaching the road, right? So you want to eliminate that. Remember Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. So let us prevent the what can go wrong, what can happen.
Attentiveness is also important for pedestrians. Always be aware of your surroundings.
A critical thing that pedestrians also must address is the whole issue of impairment. Walking under the influence of text messaging, walking under the influence of cell phone must be a no-no. You need to be focused on the traffic environment.
Additionally, the simple matter of using the sidewalk must not be taken for granted.
Well, apart from crossing at those designated locations, pedestrian crossings, and ensuring that vehicles stop before you cross the road, where there exist sidewalks, they should be used.
Okay.
And should not be walking in the road at all.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are no sidewalks, you should really, as best as possible, walk on the right-hand side of the road so that you are facing the vehicle, so that the driver can see you.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenneth Hare. Pedestrians should also wear light-colored clothing at nights to increase the likelihood of them being seen by motorists.
At nights, it is very important that pedestrians wear light clothing. And I know that some persons would have left their homes in the day and their clothing is dark, and sometimes night, you know, come upon them. And so they have to still walk on the roadway. The suggestion is that take something along with you that is light colored.
Deputy Superintendent of Police in charge of Traffic and Highway Division, Gary McKenzie. Remember, road safety is everybody's business. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.